Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. Today is Black Friday, which marks the start of the Christmas shopping season and has become the most important day in Luxembourg's retail calendar after the sales, according to Paul Anster from the Luxembourg Confederation. The American tradition has gained importance in Europe, while traditional events like the Braderie and Muntersonntag have declined. In an interview on RTL, Anster warned against false discounts, which are illegal and should be monitored, but he remains optimistic for Christmas trade despite inflation. He also urged shoppers to support local businesses rather than ordering from abroad. New homes in Luxembourg are getting smaller due to soaring mortgage rates. Statec is reporting the average new flat has dropped to just 71 square metres in early 2025, down from 82 square metres over the past decade, the lowest on record. Houses are also getting smaller, falling to an average below 220 square metres. In other news, firefighters in Hong Kong have extinguished the blaze in seven high-rise buildings, but the death toll has reached 94, with many still missing. It's the city's worst fire disaster in almost 80 years, with three construction company employees arrested after the flames apparently spread via bamboo scaffolding. President Trump has confirmed the death of a National Guards member shot in Washington, with a second victim in critical condition. The suspect, who arrived from Afghanistan in 2021 and worked with the CIA, allegedly drove cross-country from the West Coast to carry out the attack. The toll from days of flooding in Southeast Asia has risen, with at least 90 dead in Indonesia and a hospital in southern Thailand announcing its morgue was full. Heavy rains across Indonesia, Malaysia and southern Thailand have inundated cities, trapped thousands and caused deadly landslides. In Sri Lanka, authorities have deployed the military for relief and rescue operations as the death toll from floods and landslides rose to 56, with another 21 people listed as missing. All wild specimens of the rare Spix macaw, the blue parrot featured in the film Rio, have tested positive for an incurable, likely lethal virus, dealing a major blow to efforts to return the species to its Brazilian habitat 25 years after being declared extinct in the wild. And in sports, the second-to-last Grand Prix of the season takes place in Qatar this weekend, with the World Championship still undecided. Lando Norris has a 24-point lead over teammate Oscar Piastri and over Max Verstappen. The sprint takes place tomorrow at 3 p.m. and the Grand Prix on Sunday at 5 p.m. You can watch these live on RTL Play. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's a foggy and grey November day with continuous patches of rain throughout the day. In terms of temperatures, it's close to 5 degrees now and rising to 6 to 8 degrees in the afternoon.